General Bulldog retired. What are the dogs doing in there? Are they wrestling?
Yeah, Bara is got a, I think, a little bit of an energy boost here, and she's trying to antagonize Victor.
Why isn't she going after Corey?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we have a couple hours left. We start at 7 a.m. this morning. This is the only radiothon, live telethon I know of in the United States of America, in any state, that goes 12 hours on commercial-free network of broadcast stations for veterans. We do so many wonderful things in this country and different media outlets. In the past, when I was at WMUR-TV for the Jerry Lewis telethon way back, you know, diabetes, heart disease, breast cancer, homelessness, storm relief, all these things that we do. But it dawned on me 8 years ago, why don't we do 12 hours for our veterans? We have a high veteran population per capita in New Hampshire, percentage-wise, one of the highest percentage-wise. Less than 1% serve 330 million people. We're supporting Veterans Count today. I've been doing this 8 years. Vets Count is a locally administered program, and we have Don Boldick in our studios, originally from Laconia, New Hampshire. 30-plus years of active military service. He has a story of service that I've never, ever, and that includes Rick Kaiser of the Navy SEALs, 21 years as SEAL Team 6 commander. Don Boldick's story of service is, my opinion, second to none, what he's given to this state and country, and what he's bled for this state and country. And he's got 72 dog tags in front of him with an American flag that he flew over the bases he commanded as a general of special forces and service members that did not make it home to their loved ones. You think about that, that's giving all. Give now to 844-650-8387. We have volunteers standing by. We just have a few hours left. Many of you are. Faith Francis, our own executive vice president here at Binney Media, just handed me a check for $500 from her. And she's helped me put this together and supported this effort. So thank you, Faith. Mm. Have faith in our veterans. They're worth it. 844-650-8387. And I want to say this, General, and Ginger Munson here, and we're kind of getting that home stretch, and I'm going to get a little bit of energy here like Barra. But I think you'd agree with me. General, during the day and night, you're on the political trail running for the U.S. Senate, but that's not why you're here today. Now, you may think it's one and the same mission, because I think I know it makes you tick, but what I'm going to speak to, General, and I think you'd agree with me, and Ginger Munson, we have big stories and news. We just raised the American flag in Kyiv at the capital of the Ukraine, which is a sign that maybe that thing is starting to simmer down, but there's serious things going on in the world. We just had a down market today because major retailers are showing some of the sales are a little more off as consumers pull back with inflation. Maybe it's because we're spending $4.50 a gallon on gas. We have a baby formula shortage, political divisiveness. That's what I was going to speak to, General. Violence this past weekend in too many American cities. All these things I think we can agree on are stressful, divisive, and problematic. But sometimes this country is made to be too divisive beyond what it needs to be. See, I have a theory. I think most people are good. I know when I was a kid in my the time I had with my dad, who was a young Marine who passed away at a young age, that he was good. He would tell me to hold the door open for someone behind me. Go help the neighbor stack wood and don't put your hand out if they offer you money. Go do it because it's the right thing. Cut your nails at Saturday morning at 11 o'clock on the back porch because you need discipline. Make your bed in the morning before you go play hockey because it's the right thing. Don Boldick knows all about what I'm talking about, times a million or 2 million as a general, and he commanded special operatives and forces. So we need to put this divisiveness down, and if we can't put those swords down of verbal words and social tweets and these hollow, big bravado, oh, you know, you're a jerk because you don't agree with me politically, all that crap, if we can't agree that the men and women who serve, and Don Boldick doesn't go anywhere without talking about his wife because she served the whole time and ran the fort at home, and he's eternally grateful. I know that. I've seen this. But if we can't agree that our veterans deserve a little more in this state, today, tonight, on this one day, I do this radiothon for three reasons, General, and then I'm going to let you take it away because my voice is going. Is one, we can, I can, because of this perks that I've been blessed with by the guy upstairs to do a show on these stations. Two, we should. Three, we must. You know, I became a Catholic later in life, and I was just listening to the minister last week and just talking about love and caring and doing and helping strangers. And, you know, a lot of times it's my earlier years, General, please forgive me, it just kind of rolled off my shoulders. I might have been good, but I didn't realize what it was all about. I didn't get it. I just did it, but I didn't get it. It's so wonderful to be able to be in a position and be humbled to be able to help strangers, veterans who served, whether they be 82 years old, 96, like my friend Elliot Finn, the World War II veteran in Meredith, 26 years old, 23 years old, 40 years old, Korean War vet, Vietnam, Afghanistan, Iraq, I don't care. All you people like you, General, you signed up and served, and your family went along with you. So thank you for being here. You've been a steadfast supporter. I'd like you to kind of run with this with Ginger a little bit. I'm going to be here, but I'm going to mute my mic so I can catch up on the voice. But, General, I want you to share why you spoke up and risked maybe a star on your uniform to defend the mental well-being of your troops, why you did so much, why you do so much, why you carry that box, and why things like today matters. But not just today, every day. Because some people, I believe, General, sometimes people want to do good, they just don't know how. Mm. They don't know where. This is a where, and this is a how. Veterans Count, the number to call now, 844-650-8387, 844-650-8387. Veterans Count supported you, Don Bolduc, and you support it now, so welcome back.
Well, thank you. my journey was an interesting one, Jack, in that my wife Sharon, probably around 2007, 2008, really started noticing something different about me every time I came back from a deployment. You know, she's a nurse by profession, and she made it her business to really research about post-traumatic stress and about the negative effects of traumatic brain injury and you know, the just over and over deployments into a combat zone. And she started seeing in me a lot of the symptoms with, you know, both those types of, you know, mental injuries, as I'd like to refer to them now, as opposed to the word mental illness. and so... these mental injuries, like the physical injuries I incurred and the moral injuries I incurred from just being in combat zones and making decisions that resulted in the unfortunate injuring of women and children or civilians on the battlefield that wasn't intended. It just happens in combat, and it's so unfortunate. And then going to the homes and sitting with the families of the ones that were either injured or killed, and, you know, sharing a meal with them and, you know, explaining to them that it wasn't intentional, that we're sorry, and that we can't replace that life, but certainly we're here to, you know, recognize that we made a mistake and that we're very, very sorry. And, you know, when you look into the eyes of people like that, and then you look into the eyes of the men and women and children that are devastated in battlefields just by being in the battlefield. Not necessarily your actions, but just the actions between combatants. And it's just really, you know, over time it just really, really affects you. And we can't expect to send our sons and daughters into these environments and then not expect that we are going to see some changes in their behavior and that their brain isn't going to reorder itself to protect itself in combat so you can live and survive more than a day. But when you get home, those very things and triggers are everywhere. They work against you. And it makes you, you know, it makes you become isolated, afraid of crowds, afraid to talk to people. makes you feel like you're letting your family down. There's just a tremendous amount of physiological and mental things that occur. And so we have a responsibility to recognize what we already know, and we've known it because warfare has been with us since antiquity, and we read accounts of how mental injury and physical injury and spiritual injury negatively affect people. Yet we constantly ignore it, right? Thank you very much. Throw your duffel bag in the corner. Go get a job, and we don't want to hear anything about it. And that just has devastated, generations of veterans in their families. And I think Ginger wants to say something.
I'm wondering if anybody out there listening, I'm sure somebody out there listening is resonating with what you're saying, with some of what you're describing, with what their experience was. And I don't want to miss an opportunity, first and foremost, to give out the number for services.
Sure, go ahead.
So they can reach out for services. It's 603-315-4354. 603-315-4354. As we've talked about, no one stands alone, and we don't want our service men and women to feel like they're alone when they've gone through something like mm-hmm. this, or they're experiencing something like this.
Exactly. And one of the things that I love about veteran counts model is the caregiver model.
Yeah.
Because you're going to deal with a person that's going to be dedicated to you and is going to contact your family, sit with you, respect your privacy, and connect you with those services that you need. And it is vital. The
right.
caregiver model is the best model, and it should be a model that's adopted by the VA.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not. The call in and get put on hold model is the most common model.
Yeah.
Talk to the machine model.
So if I can, just for a minute, folks are listening, and as often happens, we hear stories, and sometimes we can feel overwhelmed, like having a heart to do something and not knowing what to do. And I would offer to those listening to do what you can, where you are, with what you have, right? Sometimes we mm-hmm. can't solve the bigger world crisis, but we can do things right here in our state mm-hmm. for our neighbor,
right.
for our coworker,
mm-hmm.
for friends, sons of friends that we have. So I want to give out the number, 844-650-8387, 844-650-8387. I know the phones are lighting up. I appreciate each and every one of you that calls, and I want to get back to General Bolduc so he can continue to tell us more of his journey and the importance and in the impact of support.
So my wife is telling me, that she's observing these things, and I'm listening, and maybe I'm not listening. 2007, 8, 9, 10, not much of an appetite in the military to discuss mental injuries.
Yeah.
Not a lot of programs. There are some, but not a lot. 2010 and after, you start seeing the programs coming in, and now you can't sling a dead cat without hitting a program. But the approach is really bad, right? The approach is one where if you say, I have post-traumatic stress or TBI or something, they remove you from your job. They take you away from your team. In some cases, you get your clearance suspended. You get ostracized. You get sent off to the side, right? Very different than a physical injury,
right?
If you're a service member and you deployed 8 times in combat and you're just not feeling right and you need help, and you go to your chain of command and said, geez, I really don't think I can, I need some help. I can't go on this next deployment. You have just ended your career.
Right.
Right. But if you're playing basketball the day before you're set to deploy and you break your ankle, really sorry. How can we help you? We'll get that injury taken care of, and as soon as it heals to the point where you can deploy, we'll put you in, the op center or whatever,
The other component,
you know what I'm saying?
I do. And I've heard from soldiers themselves and from somebody I'm related to, the other phenomena for folks coming back from deployment and wanted to get back to their family, when we talk about the reserves and the National mm-hmm. Guard, you know, you spent a year away, all you can think about is getting home to your family and your quote-unquote normal life. Well, then you have to maybe sit through 5 or 10 briefings about, you know, how to come back, fill out questionnaires. And, you know, more often than not, you know, are you feeling good? Yes. Mm-hmm. Are you sleeping well? Yes. I mean, like it would just be a yes all the way down, because they Absolutely. Don't want anything to get between them and getting back to their families.
The health surveys yeah. don't work. We know how to yeah. lie. We know how to cheat on them. We know how to deceive anyone asking us any questions, because if we do anything else, we're going to find ourselves going through medical evaluations, removed from our job, ostracized, fingers pointed, and that is just not the right way to handle it. And so, you know, I wasn't going to go do anything, and certainly wasn't thinking about my men and women in my charge at the time, right? Until 2013 rolled around, and I had just got promoted to Brigadier General, and my wife said to me, hey, you know, we really can't take it anymore. This is, we've had it. The entire family's had it.
Yep.
Even Klondike, our dog, has had it, right? and I'm like, yeah, I know.
And it's hard, but it often does take the family member. It takes the family yeah. member to notice, mm-hmm. right? Because you're yes. the soldier, you're in it. You don't necessarily see your changes.
And think about the post-traumatic stress the family goes through, which yeah. we haven't even looked at yet, right?
Right.
But we see suicides happening inside military families.
and divorce. And
yes. And we need to really, really, you know, I mean, that's the next thing, right?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I contacted Nurse Sarah McNary at Longstuhl Medical Center, and I said, hey, I'm Don Baldick. This is what I do. She already knew who I was, and I said, I need to get evaluated, right? And so I was able to do it under the radar, right? I was a general up in Longstuhl over at Ramstein right next door. We had AFRICOM yeah. units, so I could use my position as the operations officer for AFRICOM to go there. I could keep everything under the radar, and I got evaluated, and I have post-traumatic stress, and I have traumatic brain injury, and I had sleep apnea and sleep disorder, and a number of other things, and toxicity from, you know, all the shots and all the malaria medications we had to take and all that stuff, right? And so they put me on a good program, right? Yeah. And as a result of that, by April of 2015, by the time I got to August of 15, holy moly, I was a different guy.
Yeah.
My personal and professional life was different. My wife could see it. She was going to therapy with me. She was making sure. But I was doing it all under the wire, yeah. all under the radar. And when I took command of my division level command, Special Operations Command in Africa, I realized, hey, if you're a general officer and one, you can't take care of yourself, you got no business taking care of anybody else. And you just better get your ducks in a row and you better figure out a way to man up. And I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, you know what? You're a freaking coward. You got responsibilities and you need to come up on the net and tell people what you've been doing, why you've been doing it, what it's done, and put together a program that is going to work. And with my subordinate commanders, that's exactly what we did.
You know, today the term's used widely, and it's important, but it's speaking truth to power, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have to
yeah.
speak the truth of what's really going on.
Exactly.
To the superiors, to make change. And I applaud you for doing that, very thing, being willing to speak the truth, you know, be both vulnerable and brave in a different way than your bravery mm-hmm. on the battlefield. Right? I'm not, you know, it's not that you're
courage.
Not brave.
Moral courage is
yeah.
the hardest form of courage.
Oh.
That's the courage that you display when everybody is watching, right?
Yeah.
And you're not gonna, your peers aren't gonna like it, your superiors aren't gonna like it, and people are just going to, you know, but it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And you got to do the right thing. And as a leader, you always have to do the right thing. And I learned such a leadership lesson and such a growth in my own personal and professional life. And I'm indebted to my wife for it,
yeah.
as is many other people that got me to do this therapy and then figure out a program and then have the guts to come forward and then develop a program for them, which I know has saved thousands of lives.
That's excellent. I do want to give folks the phone number again. It's really important today that we're raising funds to help individuals in just this way that General Bulldog is speaking to. So it's 844-650-8387, 844-650-8387. If you're listening and this story has touched you in any capacity, it's your opportunity to be a leader right where you are and to pick up the phone and to contribute as much as you can. You know, do what you can where you are with where you have. And if what you have is a dollar, that's fantastic. If it's more than that, that's fantastic. So pick up the phone, 844-650-8387, 844-650-8387. Please call now.
And just in today's effort alone, I haven't gotten a count, but we're getting closer. I want to, before we're done, get closer to $130,000, $140,000 raised today. But in these inflationary times, you think about that. High gas prices, high inflation. People are generous in this state. Don Boldrick is generous. We're going to ask him if he wants to stick around, fine. But again, we're succeeding in raising awareness. Because, you know, Don Boldrick, I'm still amazed, even though it's not a new program, how many veterans and their families don't know about some of these services, don't know about Veterans Count. After all that what we're doing, they still don't know about it. They don't know about certain programs in the state, other veteran service groups. And that's a problem and a challenge too, right?
It sure is. It sure is. It's always a problem. You know, I'm out in all 10 counties, and I take advantage of being out there to connect veterans and their families, because I meet a lot of them across this great state, and it's just amazing to me how much they don't know. And what they really need to know is, when you ask for help, you're strong, not weak.
Right. Yeah.
And that is the thing that most of us have to get past. And the other thing is, I believe this nation has an obligation to help you. You signed a contract. You signed it on the dotted line to give your life in service of this nation. And any consequences that happen to you as a result of that, mental, physical, or spiritual, we have an obligation to help you. And when we don't do that, shame on us.
And General, we haven't done as good of a job as we should. We've fallen down.
That's right.
We've fallen down in this country on less than 1%.
You're right.
We've fallen down. We do this today because we can, we should, and we must.
Correct.
We really do. And it's a high honor, and it's a damn important thing that we let the people know who serve constantly that we do care and we have their back. They've had ours without us even knowing it. People like our guest here, more than I can even fathom. We're going to be back on Make 12 Hours Count. Jack Heath. J-Doc, thank you, buddy. Corey Isles, for being a great team. Ginger Munson, you are the MVP 7th Player Award. I don't know how you do it. And you fly really good aircraft.
I only have to be here one day, so I can do anything.
I got to be here in the
one
morning
day for 12 hours.
We'll
for 24
get Don
hours.
Boldrick. Yeah, well, you fly perfectly good aircraft, and you are
you.
One hell of a talent on the
thank
radio.
You.
Thank you. We'll be back on Make 12 Hours Count for Veterans Count in a moment.